Hi, podcasters. This is Brooke. I'm your art barista at Let's Talk Art, where I serve up great art for your listening pleasure. Today I have Stefan Kunick, the artist behind Coffee Monsters, on the pod, all the way in Germany. Stefan had a happy accident one day that changed his life. He spilled his coffee on his drawing paper and discovered a whole world of monsters, some nice and some not so nice. He draws one every day and even has a book. We talk all about it. Enjoy! I've never been smart with investments or stocks, but one thing I've learned over the years is that an investment in knowledge pays the best interest. If you want to get smart with your money, you can trade smarter and maximize your returns with Trade with UFOs. Trade with UFOs is the brand that represents the community of users trading with predictive tools. You don't have to be good with stocks. They literally hold your hand while you trade, teaching you everything you need to know. You see, Trade with UFOs is also a portal which provides access to predictive apps, predictive courses, and predictive coaching, all to show you how to make money using unfilled orders. Why am I so passionate about this? Because then we'll all have more money in our pockets to buy more art. It's time to get smart with your money. Leverage your success with Trade with UFOs. Go to tradewithufos.com and use my offer code Brooke for 50% off discount on all of their products.
Hey, Stefan.
Hi. Hey,
how you doing?
How are you?
Doing good.
I'm good. Yeah.
Awesome. We made this happen.
I hope this sound is okay because I need to be a little silent.
Okay.
Little boy
sleeping. Okay. Sure. So how are you?
I'm good. Do we start right away?
Yeah, we just jump on into it.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
I need to have you as a speaker. That would be nice. Yes. So I can see you.
Awesome.
That's good.
Cool. So how you doing?
I'm good. I'm totally fine.
Cool.
Yeah. Today was a heavy load work day, but everything is good.
Yeah. So when I found you online, I was like, oh my gosh, this is a guy who encompasses both of my loves, coffee and art. I've got to talk to him. But you were okay. So you and you're a copywriter, which I totally wanted to be when I was in college.
Really?
I went to school for graphic design, but I really wanted to do copywriting, but I didn't. I never became one.
I went to school for graphic design too.
Okay.
And I got my diploma in this.
So, yeah.
I'm really went all the way there. Mm-hmm. But at the end, I swapped to the copywriting side of things in ad agencies, right?
Yeah.
So there were two paths. One was, okay, I'll design ads or something.
Yeah.
And the second was I write ads.
Yeah.
So I took that one.
Yeah. Well, the school I went to didn't have a whole, they had more of the design part. They didn't really, they only had one class for the copywriting and I fell in love with it.
Yeah.
And I just didn't pursue it because it wasn't really available at the school and I didn't go outside. So, but I really wish I had, because that would have been really cool. So you encompass.
It's getting harder.
Yeah. How so?
There's something called AI
coming
up, and people use it all the time to just write stuff.
And
it's getting better, but from a professional standpoint, it's not there yet.
Yeah,
because you always need to write redact everything.
Yeah,
from the first sentence on.
So,
that's not what you really want to do if you are not an experienced copywriter.
Right. Yeah. I can see that. Okay. So tell me so you spilled coffee and you discovered this coffee art, which I'm a big fan of clumsiness too, because I'm very clumsy and I spilled much coffee in my life. But I've never made a career. I haven't done anything cool with it like you have. So.
You can start right now.
So I could start right now.
It's open for everybody. It was just like any spilled coffee, you know, right? I was in a meeting in my old firm,
mm-hmm.
and we had some talks. I don't know. I just stood up, spilled it over the whole package of paper, and from then on, I saw like, that looks interesting. I don't
Right.
know why I thought that in that moment, but it was
Yeah.
like that. And then I saw a little monster head.
Yeah.
So that was the first monster I ever drew. I let it dry then. And then after, I don't know, how long does it take? 4 to 6 hours or something.
Yeah.
And in the evening, I started drawing on it. Like, and I was like, this could be a nice addition to my normal day life here. So I'm copywriting and I'm missing the graphic part somehow. So because it was like just month after I dropped out of school, out of graphic design school, and I was always thinking about how can I be like creative every day without it having to be something big, some big idea, something. And this was so small and neat, and I was like, oh, okay, that could be it.
This is something
And
I
on the
can do.
next morning, I was just like my first coffee in the agency, and I took a paper and spilled the coffee on it. And my colleague was like, what are you doing? What was that?
Yes,
And I was like, I need stains. So,
exactly.
and then after, we had the procedure to let just like one coffee in the morning and one 3 p.m. That was our deal in that firm back then. And at 3 p.m. with the other coffee, I started drawing it and made the next stain for the next day. So that
Cool.
was like the procedure then.
Neat.
Yeah, and the first one was like, I got the book here, so I don't know if you can see that.
See, I see the, I can see the book, but I see it's kind of a glare on the.
Okay, if
Okay,
I move.
now I can see it.
Okay, that was the first one.
Love
So
it.
there's all. Also, there was like, I mean, I have the original somewhere. I don't know where. And there's like notes all over it because it was like work, right? And from then on, I had a little bit of luck, I must say, because I accidentally spilled on the right kind of paper. Because you can like spill on normal printer paper or something, that will not look cool. It will not look cool. You will not have like gradients and stuff. You will just have like a plain stain, and that's like a bit boring to see something then. Because you have only the outlines, right? And when you have gradients in it, you can like maybe work with it. So.
I can see that.
And when you and I had like the perfect paper for it. It was just a little bit too thin. So I just started with this, and like after I had like one, I don't know how is this called when you have the paper in a like 30 pieces of paper in one piece. I don't know how it's called
Is it a
in
ream?
English. Maybe that would be a new word for me.
That
So
might be the word, I don't know.
yeah, so you have like papers, and then my boss brought me like new ones, like new
So he was on
paper,
board.
and I was like, he was like supporting it because he thought it was cool, and I thought, well, cool, nice, okay, cool. So I drew on and on and on. Like when I had like 100 of them, because I did it like really like every workday, not at the weekends. I don't know why, but well,
It
and yeah, it was more or
was
less a work thing. But to stay creative at work in not only copywriting but also in art, and when that was done, the first 100, I was like, wow, 100, what can I do with it? And started my first little exhibition,
Neat.
which was in a cinema. I knew the guy, so they had like a super long entrance, and I could like hang all of my monsters there. And it was like when I finished hanging them all, like with frames and everything. So I went to the flea market and just like bought every frame I could, and just like cut my monsters into pieces and put them to the littlest frames
Oh,
and to
that's
the big
awesome.
ones, and
That
super fun.
is awesome. Oh, I love that.
And then I had like 100 frames, and I put them all to the wall. And that was the first moment where I thought, like, dude, that's a lot of work. Like, that's so many. And I was like in awe about the thing I had done. And that was the first time I in general, I think, when I was in awe about my own doing. I was like, cool, so cool. And it was so interesting because everybody likes other monsters. So that's a very wide range of types, right? There's the sweet ones, evil ones, and everything in between. And at that wall, people like started walking, looked at one, started walking like 4 meters or something without stopping, and then again stopped to look at one. And it was like, but everybody was looking at something else. And it was super
Cool.
interesting to
I
learn that.
bet.
Yeah, because it was like, okay, they don't like the same things. They
What are
just
they
like,
latching on to?
it's what was super random. And that was also when it came to me that it doesn't matter if I like it.
Because everyone likes something different.
If I like it, it doesn't really matter. It helps to show off. But to show it off, but it doesn't really matter for the audience because they like pick what they like, right? That's super interesting to see. And from then I just like went on, and now I'm like at 600 plus monsters,
That is a lot.
and the first 450 or 60 something was like to the point where I was like doing it daily, right? So it was, and somewhere it wore a bit out for me. That's how you say it, yeah. And but on the way there was like a small hype somewhere because I had like one blog article that got on fire, like it spread everywhere. It was on Board Panda. I don't know if you know the site. It was like,
I do. I do.
just like they viral up your stuff
Yeah,
like
for sure. For
that.
sure.
And they I had this article and it was clicking well, and then they contacted me if they may put it on the with little changes on the homepage. And I was like, sure, do it, do whatever. Because I knew they had like 2 million followers on the empty channel. I was like, do whatever you please. Just take it. Just take it. And make it yours. And they did. And then I was like for 1 week or 2 weeks was on a trend on the trending section of Board Panda. And that was like massive.
That
Because
is
I was like,
awesome.
before, my Instagram was like 600 people, and after that 2 weeks, we had like the number is now the same actually. Like it's like 20K people follow me, man. Like a small town, and I was like,
That's incredible.
what the heck? And from then on, I was just like writing people's comments and commenting back and messages and all of it, right? Like really doing that. But also, in the meantime, I had moved to Hamburg in Germany. That's a town here with a big harbor and very, very beautiful town, city. And I worked in an agency at that time. So full-time copywriting, like 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m., whatever, like really the grind stuff you'll hear about. And then on top, when I come home, like do like 3 to 4 hours commenting and answering messages, answering interview questions and stuff like that. So I did all of it because I knew when I don't do it now, it will just fade away. So I tried to build on that. And then eventually had the idea, man, now I have some followers. I wonder how many would support a book. Because I wanted to, that was one of my dreams as a graphic design student, actually, to make a book, right? So, and I wanted a cool book. I wanted something that's like
Of
hardcover and
course.
like embossed
Yeah. Yeah.
and well designed. And I wanted it to be on a publisher that's like very arty and not like the big
Yeah.
ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though I had like, I still wonder what would have happened if I had like waited a bit more and just took one of the big like publishers.
Right,
Because
right.
like I negotiated with a small publisher I chose
Mm-hmm.
for my project because I thought they can help me to make the best product.
Right.
Because I wanted a cool book.
Yeah.
In the meantime, other publishers, like also bigger ones with more like marketing experience maybe, they also asked, but that was also like every time it was like, yeah, we make soft cover and we make blah, and we make it like a neat children's book or something. And I was like, no, it's not a children's book. It's not
Right.
for children.
It's for
It
adults.
is for children to look at, but if you
Yeah,
read the
children will enjoy
stories,
it. Yeah.
they will enjoy the drawings. But when you read the stories that come with the monsters, because every monster has one story, so I
Yeah.
combined like art and copywriting there. Every monster comes with a little story, and sometimes they're quite scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like
Monsters are
if
pretty
people
scary.
get, yeah, monsters are scary.
Yeah.
People, they eat cows, so they eat
Yeah.
whatever, I don't
Yeah.
know.
Yeah.
So
Absolutely.
the monster on the cover, I think the story is something with Jim looks very pleased because he ate a kettle.
Yeah.
Something like that, right? So that's the little stories that come with it. And it's like super fun to read for
Yeah,
grown-ups, super fun to
totally.
look at for grown-ups, and super fun to look at children, but for
Absolutely.
children. But if they read it, they might get a little bit scared.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
I didn't want that, so
Right.
I always said no, and searched the publisher on my own. And there was a little publisher here in Hamburg. They publish art books basically. So, and I knew they could do a good job on making a good book. And we really did that. And to do this all, I started a Kickstarter,
Cool.
and that worked, and
Yeah.
that was so good because I was like, "Oh my God, yeah, it worked so good."
Yeah.
And then probably the 2 or 3 most stressful months of my art
I'm
career
sure. I'm sure.
happened because you have like your day job, like the 9 to 9 thing, and then after that, style a book, write the stories, choose the monsters, like 100 could be in, and make the concept, set up the Kickstarter, do a campaign for it. It was super hard work,
It's a lot of work.
and eventually worked out. But the thing
But
is, monetarily, it was like zero sum game
yeah.
because I messed up so much in the process, like shipping costs had to be in the price. That alone cost me like, I don't know, 10K,
Yeah,
something
I
like
believe it. I believe
that. So there was such big sums, and then I had also to to make a business out of it so I can
Yeah.
make that. Here in
Yeah.
Germany, you have to pay tax and sure. Then after that, I was like so exhausted.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And I was like, I just want to draw again. And
Yeah.
then I started drawing again, and all the flow moment was like gone then.
Yeah,
And then
yeah.
like I had a lawsuit over the name because I
Oh,
like
no.
was interested in the name The Coffee Monsters to like have a trademark.
Yeah.
I have it now, but it
Yeah.
was a 2-year battle.
Oh, wow.
So that was hard. I did it on my own
Oh,
just
my
because I
gosh.
didn't have legal support.
Yeah.
I went once to a lawyer and like paid $300 for half an hour for
Wow.
half an hour of consultation.
Wow.
But she basically said, yeah, what you wrote is right. I would write it in other way.
Nice.
It's written very simple.
Yeah.
But I was like, damn those law firms. I just
Yeah.
write what I think is right
Right.
and read, but I read all the legal stuff before. So that was all correct. And then I really won. And I was like, oh gosh. Because it
Wow.
was like super, it was a $1 billion company that like said no to this. And it normally when they say no to some small guy, the small guy gets intimidated because they send like a box of paper,
Yeah.
like
Yeah.
5 kilograms of paper or something,
Right.
even more. I don't know. It was like 600 pages or something,
Wow.
but only 60 had been relevant. The rest was not. So
Nice.
it was like it was so weird. But
Yeah.
that's how they work, right?
Yeah.
Can't blame them. That's how they do it. And then when I won, I was like, so, yeah, I won. But I couldn't be like super happy about it because the project was like 2 years
Yeah.
not in the making, but it was 2 years further ahead. And also faded a bit out for
Yeah.
me because when you do it like daily, it's super hard to just keep going
Yeah.
somewhere.
Oh, absolutely.
And somewhere you just like have a breaking point or something when you
Yeah,
like,
of
oh, I
course.
missed 2 days, I can miss one more, and that's a
Right.
week, and
Yeah.
that's 2 weeks, and so on.
Yeah.
So if you want to like really make it, you need to make things every day.
Yeah.
That's maybe good advice for people coming up.
Yeah, I think so.
And yeah, that's basically the story. And now I'm sitting on like 400 books. They are
Wow.
still here in my basement.
Cool.
And the rest of the books got sold, and that's good. And it's
Nice.
now it's like, okay, just free roaming right now on that project
Yeah.
because I have a lot to do in my copywriting right now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm like a solo freelancer
Wow.
currently. So that's yeah. So I need to do my own business stuff and everything and write on top of
Yeah.
that. So it's less time and
Yeah.
you think twice if you just like put work in art.
Right. Yeah.
But I
Lots
do.
of work. Lots of work, and you're very good at it. Now, did you do any art besides the graphic design before the Coffee Monsters?
Yes, I did like cover art for metal bands.
Okay, cool,
I
cool.
did photography a lot.
Nice.
I also drew like in school when I was little. I started drawing
Okay.
comics,
Okay.
and that's why the Coffee Monsters look like very comic character
Yeah, yeah,
style.
yeah.
I just love the European side of comics, so it's
Yeah.
like I don't know if you know Asterix and Obelix. It's like or Clever and Smart and some other like comics that are really big here in Europe.
Yeah.
And they have a distinct style, and I think my drawing style is a little bit from that.
Right. Nothing wrong with
Yeah.
borrowing.
No. I got a book like it's called Steal Like an Artist.
Yeah, I have that too. I have that too. I love him.
It's a good one.
Yeah, he's
It's a
great.
good one.
He's great.
And yeah, so photography mainly. That was my main art thing for my own pleasure, sure. So never earned any money with it. Started business for photography recently, like a year ago or something. So I don't know if that's a thing.
Absolutely.
And then
So what
what else?
kind of business?
Writing like lyrics for my band.
Cool,
So I
cool.
do mu music. I play music too. So I
Cool.
sing and
What do
play a
you
little bit
play?
of guitar, but
Nice. Awesome. So you're in a band and you sing and you play guitar?
I'm in a band and I sing. I don't play guitar in a band because I'm too bad, but
I doubt
I'm still too bad playing like 20 years plus. I'm still
that.
bad at guitar.
I doubt
That
that. But that's
sucks.
awesome.
I don't like that, but thanks. Yeah, I'm trying to sing. But I have to say, ferret's not singing, it's screaming. And I scream in the band.
Okay, got
So that's
it.
it.
Got it. Well, where did you learn to speak English so well?
I guess school.
School?
Simple,
Because
right? The foundation is from the sc sc our school system here in Germany. You need to talk English from 5th grade,
Oh, wow.
and then it never stops. So, and I had like you can choose two courses in Abitur when you and then you need to and that's your main courses, like, and English was one of them.
Cool.
And I think a lot of internet.
Yeah,
That's
yeah.
also very was very helpful, I guess. And
Yeah.
talking to people like you and going to conferences with international audience.
Cool.
And yeah.
Cool. Well, this is awesome. Well, where can people get your book?
The book, thecoffeemonsters.com. That's the only place
Coffeemonsters.com.
where you can, yeah,
Okay.
thecoffeemonsters.com. That's the only place where you can get it right now. You can maybe order like used ones on Amazon. I
Okay.
don't know. Maybe you can order it on Amazon still, but I guess not because I have the books the investment. So
Right.
it was on every channel.
Okay.
So it was available on every channel, but they faded that out because eventually no one bought one, right? So that's the rest of the books that we printed with the Kickstarter project. It went well for like 2 years or so, but then I like when I stop doing stuff, people forget, like in an instant, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So always when I'm like posting a story or doing something again, I see little peaks, like oh okay, if I would start, they will come back.
Exactly.
That's what I think then, and maybe I need to do more again because it's a lot of fun too, right?
That sounds awesome. Well, I'm so glad you found this creative outlet, and it's just amazing. It sounds really, really cool, and it sounds like something that I would definitely like. And so that's very cool.
Thanks.
So where can people get in touch with you?
Also on the website,
Website?
there's like everything you need to
Coffeemonsters.com.
if you want to get in touch with me, or yeah, just thecoffeemonsters.com. That's the shop system, and you can get like original art, limited prints, coffee mugs.
Cool.
Obviously.
Love that.
And now we didn't even get to talk about coffee. That's
Oh,
something
yeah.
that
Yeah, that's I was going to say you have like all kinds of articles on your site too, and talking about the benefits of coffee and coffee and creativity and stuff like that. So how do you so I like love coffee. I work at Starbucks to support my coffee habit. So how did you get into coffee?
I think when I started studying, I was
Yeah.
like, then I got my first coffee, and from then it was like, okay, now I need, first I drank it with like milk and sugar
Yeah.
loads,
Yeah.
like sip of coffee and then
Yeah.
milk.
Coffee cream. Yeah.
And then it just like faded out the milk, only sugar, and then even faded out sugar,
Yeah.
just like black coffee.
Yeah.
At the end of of studying, I think I was like on black coffee only, and then I started to pour a little milk in. So it's, but in the meantime, it's like oat milk, because I think the like, how do I say that? It tastes a little bit more natural with coffee, I guess, because milk is like creamy and you get the more chocolate side, I don't know. But the oat milk is like you get the real taste. That's what I feel. But
Oat milk is very good in coffee.
yeah, I love it. And yeah, because it supports the natural taste of it, I guess. For me, at least for me.
I usually put 2% in it because it's cheaper. But yeah, and I think it's just as good. So, but I think oat milk does have a very interesting taste to it. So
Yeah,
that's
it does.
so.
But if you get used to it, so milk also does. So you got used to it. Choose your poison, right?
So do you like any of the espresso drinks? Do you like mochas or lattes or
Oh, I
cappuccino?
love cappuccino. That's my thing. If I go to a cafe, and don't know if they have good coffee, I order a cappuccino and I will
Cappuccino.
know. In an
Absolutely.
instant, you just
Absolutely.
need to take one sip and you know, okay,
Yeah, for
they
sure.
don't, they care, they don't, if they don't do that one right, they do nothing right.
Yeah,
So
that's true.
you can skip that place the next time.
I had to learn.
But
It's.
also I love a good espresso.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, espresso is the base for every basis for every drink. So yeah, so if that's bad, then you're pretty much out of luck. But yeah, I working at Starbucks. It took me a really really long time to make a good cappuccino. And now I'm very proud of it.
So are you able to do the hearts and stuff
I cannot do the I can't do latte art on purpose. Occasionally, I've accidentally made some latte art, but not anything that I can do intentionally.
Okay.
So,
That's
but
so cool.
I imagine I
I would
admire
like
the people.
drink so much coffee if I would work there.
Oh, I do. I that's
Do
what
they have
that's.
free, like, do you have like free coffee?
Yeah. It's
Basically.
I
Ah,
support
that's
my
nice.
habit by working there.
And I hope you support your life too.
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
that's two for one.
So what kind of coffee shops do they have in Germany?
What kind of coffee they have? We have also have Starbucks, but it's like not the, I think here's like more the small cafes, like solo entrepreneurs
Those are better. I like those
who
better.
just like doing it because I like it. That's more of that. But we have also like a lot of bigger coffee chains, right? Starbucks definitely the biggest one. Here in Hamburg we have like Balzac, that's like Starbucks, but with another paint job. It's basically the same, but it is a little bit cheaper. So and then here's like that's the big two here in Hamburg, and I guess in Berlin there's some new hype stuff going on with like a firm that does like not. Does have machines all over the place. There's almost nobody working, and they just like pour the coffee, and then you go out and you just pay like 3 euros for it, for a coffee you would normally pay like six, seven. So that's like a new concept. But on the one hand, I think cool because more people can afford coffee because today everything's super expensive,
Yeah.
everything's like super messed up
Right.
worldwide, so
Yeah, exactly.
price is up.
Yeah, indeed.
Well, your earnings like stay the same more or less,
Yes,
so
exactly.
that's a real problem also here. And still people think this is so bad, so they need to like throw paint at their stores. I don't know what's up there, but it's like super intense right now. Like people say they like the people think the small cafes will really suffer from that. I don't think so, but many do. So yeah, so that's a change here. But like it's really about the small cafes and like small roasters who roast coffee and have a little cafe at the side of that. That's also very common, at least in Hamburg, because Hamburg is like a harbor city. It's the biggest, second biggest city in Germany. So we have like lots of people and there's lots of coffee to be drank.
Nice.
I think when you live in a city with a harbor, they always have a good coffee culture. So.
For sure. Absolutely. Yeah, I love coffee culture. I think that's the coolest thing, finding out how people like their coffee, how they drink it and stuff like
Yeah.
that. I think that's super
Yeah, me
cool.
for myself, if I do it like here at home, it's like I have no if someone wants to sponsor me with a cool water filter machine, just go for
Yes,
it.
absolutely. Absolutely.
Please. No. And
Definitely.
I just like you see Italian mocha can.
I'm sorry.
The Italian mocha can.
Oh,
Like
okay.
you just screw it up, put a good grind in, and then like put it in the stuff. That's what I drink when we want an espresso. It's not espresso per se, but it's like similar, I don't know. Then just like pour milk over it, like with milk foam, and that's a nice thing for me here. And else just normal filter coffee. The big one.
Exactly.
If I had not drank like one can of it today, I would like be asleep now. So,
Coffee's the only thing that's keeping me awake right now. I've been up since 2:45, so
yeah, okay. That's a long time too. But maybe you got up when we got up. That's interesting.
possibly. So
Fun.
what time is it there in Hamburg? It's
Hamburg
eight
is
o'clock.
like
Started at 8,
eight
right?
o'clock, 8 o'clock
About 8
and
30.
36 minutes.
So it was so I was just to say how do you I was gonna, trying to end the conversation, but then I was trying to ask how do you pronounce your last name?
My last name. If I could go for German, it's Stefan Kunig.
Stefan Kunick.
Right, perfect. And right, that it. But I cannot pronounce it in English, so it's like Stefan. Okay, most of English speaking people name me Stefan. Yeah, Kunig. I don't know how to say the last name in English.
No,
Ku is like a cow, so
that
maybe that's a
no.
good bridge.
Oh,
So that's what a cow does when it nicks.
I love that. That's awesome.
The ku, also die Kuh, the cow, nicks. Nicks means not.
Awesome. Awesome. Love it.
But that's not what the name means. It's just like old name. But
Oh, that's so funny. That's really
that's what I made from it, because I'm a copywriter. I need to like
good.
take it all apart.
No, I get it. I get it. Well, thank you so much, Stefan. I really appreciate you chatting with
Thank
me.
you so much.
Thank you so much to Stefan Kunick for chatting with me and introducing me to the world of Coffee Monsters. If you want to see more of Stefan, go to thecoffeemonsters.com where you can get all of his fabulous drawings and book. If you're finding value in these episodes, please like, share, or consider sponsoring my Patreon. As always, thanks for listening. Music by Rue Walker.